Miami Football League. Can you just talk a little bit about your experience there and what that's going to bring for you to the Patriots and the NFL in particular?
It was a great experience living in a different country and getting to experience a different culture and everything, and just having an opportunity to play professional. Even though it was Canadian, I was just excited to have the opportunity, and I feel like I learned a lot of stuff, just how to be a pro, how to approach, you know, your work and everything. So I feel like it's going to help me a lot moving on.
What did you feel like the talent level was compared to USC, and what you may expect in the NFL? Where did it kind of fit in?
I mean, like, I feel like at any level, high school, Pop Warner, college, there was guys that are good, there was guys that were okay, and there was guys that weren't so good. So, but there was good, you played against good players, you played against guys that you didn't think so much of. But I mean, as far as SC goes, I don't think, you know, the talent at SC was so high. Like, practice every day was harder than any game I had in college, so that was a different experience for me.
What did it mean to you that you were still sort of getting attention from the NFL, and in particular the Patriots, being in the CFL?
I'm just happy for the opportunity. Happy to be here, you know. Just glad that, you know, they gave the opportunity to play for the NFL, and I'm just gonna approach it every day and work hard and never take advantage of the opportunities I'm given.
You're a Sacramento area guy as well. Have you talked to, by any chance, fellow Grant player? Lose my mind, Dante Stallworth. He's from the area as well.
I've never met Dante actually. I do know some Grant players, of course, just being from Sacramento and coming up in Sacramento. But they're more like guys I play with, like Christian Tupo and, you know, different guys from Grant. But I never actually met Dante.
Is this your first day here?
No, I've been here for about, this is like my third week now. So just been lifting and getting to know the defense and just working hard and trying to get better.
Having the pro experience, did any of these the young rookies inside talk to you about it?
You know, I just help out when I can since I've been here for, you know, for the weeks I've been here, and I'm kind of a little bit further ahead, so just try to help out the guys, whatever they need, and technique-wise or in the playbook, whatever.
Do you think that you're in the CFL will give you a little bit of a chip on your shoulder coming into the NFL?
I feel like, you know, the experiences I've had throughout my life have definitely, I wouldn't say it's a chip on my shoulder, but I don't take anything for granted. I approach work every day, and I appreciate everything that I'm given a lot more. So I'm not angry at anybody, but I just want to show everyone, you know, what I can do, basically.
Do you consider yourself a rookie?
I don't know what to consider myself. I would say I am a rookie in the NFL, so yeah, I'm a rookie.
People kind of look at you as an interior pass rusher. Do you consider that one of the strengths of your game?
Yeah, I mean, along with other things, I feel like I'm not just a pass rusher. I can bring other things to the table, but that is something I've done well at SC, and I've done well in the CFL. So.
At SC, you mostly interior. Do you come 3 technique?
My freshman year, I was a 3 technique. My sophomore, junior year, I was a defensive end. So, but I would go sub situations, I would rush inside. But going into my senior, I was going to play 3 technique, but I didn't play my senior. So
the defensive end at SC, was that in a 4-3?
Yeah, 4-3. I would line up to the tight end side, play strong side defensive end. So.
And then in the CFL, you guys did?
They moved me. They did the same thing with me in the CFL. Mostly I was an inside guy. When we got to the playoffs, they used me stand-up, rush guy, defensive end, whatever. So, I mean, whatever the coaches ask me to do, that's what I'm going to do. Whatever I can do to get on the field, that's what I'm going to do.
You worked out for the Patriots before the 2012 season, right?
I came on a visit. I didn't work out. I came on a visit here, though.
What's communication camp for you between then and when you were eventually seen?
No, I mean, once I went to the CFLs, everything was shut off from, I would talk to my agent, of course, but that was it. I wouldn't talk to any teams. I knew after the season I had a lot of interest, so after the season, that's when my agent was telling me specific teams that are interested in me, and that's when I kind of geared back up talking to teams.
Why the Patriots?
I just feel like, you know, this organization has a lot to offer. Just the way they run, professional style of business, and you know, the winning. I've always been interested in playing for winning teams, winning programs, and I just feel like this was the best fit for me and the best opportunity, so I decided to come here.
Does 10 undrafted free rookie free agents over the last couple of years, did that like stick with you when you think about coming here?
You said what?
The undrafted free agents and the success that they've had with the Patriots, did that factor in?
I mean, it just shows you that you know, they don't care where you came from. It's what you do once you get here. So that's my outlook. You know, I had my past experiences, and I'm here now. I have the opportunity, so I just have to show what I can do now.
Disappointed the way things ended?
Ended where?
USC.
Never, man. I can never be disappointed in my experience at USC. I got my degree, and I made some of the best friends I've ever had in this world, and I had a great college experience. So when I look back at USC, it's only good memories.
Did you get humbled at all having to go to Canada? Because obviously USC is a football factory riding high, and then you don't really think you're going to end up in Canada next year.
I feel like a lot of life experiences I've had in the past 2 or 3 years have humbled me a lot. Just made me, like I said, appreciate everything I've given more and not take stuff for granted. You know, being a highly recruited player and going to a school like USC, you kind of take for granted the opportunities. You see guys that don't even play go to the NFL, so you take that for granted. You think, you know, oh, okay, I'm going to go to the NFL too. But, you know, my experience, what happened to me, definitely made me more hungry and made me more humble.
When you were decided, or when you did, time ended at SC, mm-hmm. did you get like a grade from the league as to like what?
I got a grade my junior year.
What did they tell you, just out of curiosity?
Just out of, I mean, they told me it was a second round, third round. That was coming, if I would have came in my junior year.
Second to third.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously the stuff happened with whatever.
Mm-hmm.
How would you sort of sum up where that stuff is in terms of the...
It's still an ongoing process. I don't know where it's at right now. I'm kind of focused on my work here, and I kind of let my lawyers do that. But it's still ongoing, and I can't really talk about it much besides that.
Not specifically like that legal stuff, but like mm-hmm. about your health.
My health is fine. I haven't had any problems since what happened at SC, and I've been healthy. You know, I played in Canada. I didn't miss any games or any practices. I haven't had any issues. So fairly, you know, we just went through physicals. I'm healthy. So, I mean, from that aspect, I'm healthy.
Do you have to do anything extra? I mean, do you get extra physical?
No, I don't have to do anything. I mean, of course, there's extra precaution and extra care. I talk to the cardiologist and different people like that more than a normal person would. But as far as extra care, anything I have to do extra, there's nothing extra I have to do.
Final question, guys.
Was the draft process frustrating, or did you have any sort of idea that you might slip through?
For me, I mean, it was just frustrating to see my parents' reaction to the whole thing. For me, I always had hope that whatever God had for me would work out and that would be it. But my parents got really upset, and it kind of upset me to see them that upset. But besides that, I mean, I was fine with it. I figured, you know, I had a long road ahead of me, but, you know, whatever happened would happen. But it was upsetting to see my parents get upset about the process.